Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking to you about the default value for text boxes. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB27 and open that one up. Okay, so why do I want to know about default values for text boxes? If you open up form main even, and go to reports and go to guests, you will see, in fact, it's not just going to be default values for text boxes, might as well extend it to combo boxes. We've got options here for a start date and an end date and combo box here, but none of them are actually kicking out values as we open the form. So what I'd like to do is actually get it so that it opens with some values in it, but the values need to be a little bit dynamic. I can't just pick today's date for the start date and leave it, because 3 months later that won't make any sense at all. It'd be ridiculous, in fact. Okay, so what we do is go form report guest, which is name of the form, right click on the text box, F4 to get your property sheet if you don't have it, go to data and your default value, and then just tap in date, open and close bracket, press return. So that will actually, that's a function in Access, date, and it returns today's date. So that is in fact today's date, and I can tell you that that is accurate. Excellent. And the end date, in a similar vein, what I want to do, I'm going to click on the three dots this time, otherwise known as Olympus is something else entirely. Okay, and what I'm going to do now is go date. What do you reckon? Plus 7? Plus 14? Plus 14. Okay, so that's picked up. The end date is 10th of July. So I've got 26th of June to the 10th of July. Okay, thank you very much. And last things last, as opposed to first things first, the report, I might as well just pick the name of a report, save doing that DLAST stuff. Oh, guest activity, so it might as well be guest activity, so report guest activity. So just to explain, this combo box is tied to table reports, and although we're seeing something like activity, let's go to form view, for example, activity there, the actual value that the combo box is storing is report guest activity. So that's the default value I'm going to give it. So clicked into the combo box, property sheet, data, the default value is there. Let's just try like that, see if that works. And no, it doesn't. Okay, because it thinks it's a field. So instead, let's enclose it in quotation marks, see if that works. And it does work. Okay, so now if we close all that up, why not? Let us open up form main and enjoy the sight of default values. Okay, so we've got start date and an end date there. And that's always going to be activity. These are going to change every day. Show the date and the date plus 14 days. Anyway, so there you have your default values for controls. So thank you very much for watching, and I shall see you in the next video, hopefully, again.